Welcome back for the last segment of this week's After Hours. There is nobody, I think, in the literary landscape of Chicago who is busier than my friend Don Evans. Don does a million different things. He's the founder and president of the Chicago Literary Hall of Fame, and he's also just incredibly busy. The last time he was on here, he was driving his son back or to college somewhere, and he pulled off the road to do an interview. Don, we're going to talk now. Hi, Don. Nice to have you. Don is the co-editor of a remarkable book called Wherever I'm At, an anthology of Chicago poetry. Don, this book is unbelievable, frankly. I am overwhelmed by the depth and the enjoyment and the international flavor of this book. I'm also overwhelmed by the introduction that you wrote. I think it is, and take this as a compliment, I think it's the best writing I can remember you doing. Am I wrong?
Well, I think it's the best writing I can remember doing, too, because I can't remember anything anymore past yesterday or the day before. So, but, yeah, it took me a while to craft it because it was...
It's emotional.
You know,
I
wanted to tell the story of why I got involved in this and why I decided to go forward with it, because Robin Metz was an incredible human being. He was a world-class poet. He was an institution builder. He had started the creative writing program at Knox College, and he ran it for 51 years before he got sick with pancreatic cancer. He was the kind of guy that, when I met him,
Met him at the original Open Books on Institute Place, right?
I did, yeah. So Robin Metz, because people may not know,
sure.
He started the project back in 2009. He recruited Nina Corwin, who is a well-known and fantastic Chicago poet who also has a poem in the book. They got a little ways, and then the project stalled because Robin was busy, and he just couldn't get it done, and he put it aside, and by the time he talked to me about taking it over, it was sort of a deathbed kind of wish.
Yeah.
It had been dormant for a very long time. He had first started collecting poems in 2009, but at Institute Place, at Open Books, we were both included. I had a short story, and he had a poem in a literary journal, and there was a launch for it. And you know how these things sometimes go. It was kind of nasty weather out, and probably promotion for the event wasn't that
strong
anyway. But there were literally nobody showed up.
Mm-hmm.
It was just us contributors. So we sort of sat around for a while until it seemed like it was okay to end the charade. And then we went and we looked for alcohol.
And, like all good writers do and should. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. And so... And that's when I started to be friends with Robin, and we started to share, you know, projects with each other. He would always find some reason for me to come to the Sandberg Festival of the Minds, which happens in Galesburg every summer or spring. And one year he had me up there to read a poem at the dedication of a statue, and another year I went up there with Paul DeRica and others, and we did a panel discussion on Sandberg in Chicago, and then he would come down, him and his wife, Liz. They owned a small theater concern called Vitalist Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come, and they would do readings at our events, like our induction ceremonies, our Fuller Awards,
sure.
And they would bring other actors. So we became very close, and so the introduction really is trying to put into context why I pursued this and why I thought it was important to get done.
Well, it also, I mean, you do a marvelous job of detailing very artfully how he inspired you. And also, the fact that after his death, he kind of, and, you know, you and I, neither of us are really spiritual kind of, you know, characters, but that he inspired you after his death, didn't he?
Yeah. I grew up in a very blue-collar household. You know, my dad worked for the Chicago Transit Authority. He was bus driver, drove down Halstead, and then he at some point took his apprenticeship and became a maintenance machinist. And my mom worked at different jobs. She worked at the trophy factory when it was what became the Frederick Cooper Lamp Factory.
Sure,
and now,
sure.
Now, of course, it's condos, which is the end of every story in Chicago. Then she worked at Steers for a while, and then she worked at a bank. But anyway, we didn't have poetry in my life until, when we moved out to Downers Grove, when, just before high school. And then we started reading, the Milton and Shakespeare and things that were just indecipherable and dull to me.
Sure.
At that age.
Yeah, I know.
And so I remember even when I was at Syracuse University in the MFA program, and I'd become, pretty confident in myself as a reader and as a writer, but poetry still was a little bit baffling to me. And we had to take a poetry class with Brooks Caxton as part of our, a degree work.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooks is one of the, I've been friends with him for 30 years. Then he was my, professor.
Professor.
But he's a brilliant poet, and he's also one of these really erudite poets.
Yeah.
Right? And this is how it connects to Robin. And so, at one point he said, the assignment for the class was to write a found poem. And so finally, I had been just sort of bluffing and saying things like, so musical, or, there's lots here, because
right,
everybody
right,
else
right.
Needs to understand the poetry more than I did. So finally I went up to Brooks and I said, Brooks, I'm not even sure I know what a poem is. And he said, Don, he said, a poem is anything you call a poem. Mm. And that really helped me to access the poetry. But Robin was like Brooks. He was really erudite. He was a student of poetry. He was, he really loved, the craft of the poetry, and he could break it down and deconstruct it in ways that I still can't.
Well,
but
Don, what you do here, you this book, ladies and gentlemen, Wherever I'm At, an Anthology of Chicago Poetry, is worth the price simply for Don Evans' introduction. But it is so very much more. It's 143, I think, artists and poets of all races, of all sexes, of all types. We'll take a short little break. Plus, it has a Tony Fitzpatrick drawing on the cover. Tony was just on the show about an hour ago, Don. We'll take a break and come back to Don about an event June 13th at the Logan Center, sort of the formal book launch, and what a remarkable book this is. It's also a collaborative effort between publishers, which doesn't happen often. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Don Evans, in his remarkable introduction to Wherever I'm At, an Anthology of Chicago Poetry, writes this. I reached out to poet after poet after poet, and those poets recommended other poets who recommended still more poets, and it became increasingly clear that this anthology acted as the ultimate vehicle for community building. I wanted the poems as a collection to reflect the Chicago we know, a Chicago that is different things to different people at different times. You have accomplished that, Don Evans. You must be very gratified and proud of what you put together. I think there are 134 authors here, and it runs the gamut from people such as Stuart Dybeck, Sandra Cisneros, Angela Jackson, Tara Betts, Patricia Smith, Kathleen Rooney. It goes on and on. You have to be really proud, aren't you, Don?
I am, and it's a pride that extends beyond ego. It's a different kind of pride, I think, than I've ever had with a book before, because it feels like you and I are both born and raised in Chicago. Love the city, but also realize, that there are lots of problems in Chicago.
Sure.
But to be able to put together this book that reflects so much talent and passion and thoughtfulness about Chicago by people who have a deep connection to Chicago, you know, makes me appreciate the city even more and to feel like I'm part of something larger.
One of the great things that you've done here, and I'm sure you were responsible for it, is bringing together two different Chicago publishers, After Hours Press and Third World Press. I think that's a wonderful thing. I'm sure that they were eager to be part of this, correct?
Yeah, they were. In fact, when we decided to make this the first major Chicago Literary Hall of Fame publication, and I did that for some practical reasons, because Robin had a kind of a handshake deal with a publisher in India, but it didn't seem to me that that was going to work for this book.
Right, right, right.
And I wanted to keep working on the book, which meant I was still chasing down poems and trying to find the exact right artwork, and I wanted to keep working on it. And as you know, if you want to get a traditional publisher, you got to send them everything, and then you got to leave a lot up to them. And all that stuff. And they might not publish it for a couple of years or, you know, three. So I've known Al DiGenova from After Hours Press for a very long time. Really admire what he's done with that journal.
No
for the
kidding.
Last 22 years he's been featuring Chicago writers. It's always twice a year, a beautiful journal with such great literature, all, you know, connected to Chicago. And then, of course, Hakeem Adubuti and Thirlwell Press. It's one of the great presses in the country. And Haki, you know, quite a long time ago said, Don, if you ever, you know, want to publish something through Third World Press, you know, you've
got an open door here. Yeah, sure.
So I approached him about this, and he, like Haki is want to do, he was like, anything you need, just let us know. And he was excited about the collaboration, and I think it's important to the book as well, because, as you mentioned before, one of the things that I was striving for here was to get voices from across the spectrum.
Yep.
And so Thirlwell Press, there's a lot of Thirlwell Press authors that are in the book, but more so it's, you know, they don't, Thirlwell Press tends to have a different audience than white presses.
Of course. That, sure.
You know, that tend to be a little bit more in the mainstream, but, you know, Thirlwell Press is, for a very long time now, for a half a century, has been producing the highest literature of any press in the country. So just to be associated with them is an incredible thing and something I'm really grateful for.
I could not agree more. You're likely to have, Don Evans, a number of other events. The event I'm focusing on is Monday, June 13th, at the Logan Center on the University of Chicago campus, but there will be others. I'm going to suggest, Don, tell me I'm wrong, that people go to chicagoliteraryhof.org to get all information, can keep apprised of what the Literary Hall of Fame is doing, because it's basically a one-man operation. I know you have people helping you, but Don started it, and Don has been the engine that makes it go. Don, this book is really, really something, and once again, not to over-flatter you, I'm going to say that it is worth the price of admission. Well, I'll do it this way. I'll say it's worth the price of a copy for Don Evans' remarkable introduction. Also, a very nice foreword by another fine writer, Carlo Rotella, and Tony Fitzpatrick's cover. Tony, who was just on the show a few minutes ago. Don, congratulations. I can't wait to see it fly off the shelves.
Yeah, thank you. And we still got a couple of, we're almost sold out. I mean, it's a free event, but we almost are at capacity. So if you want to go to the Logan Center on June 12th, 7 p.m., we're going to have food and drink and music. And so go to the website. You'll find, you know, the link for that. And then July 12th, we're going to be at the Chicago History Museum. And as you say, there's going to be a lot of other virtual and in person. So go to the website and you'll find all that. But we're really hoping to, you know, bring out the community and celebrate this together, because I feel like so many people are part of this. And which is also true of the Chicago Literary Hall of Fame, by the way. There was a time where It was more of a one-man show, but we have this incredible...
Oh, I know. You got Randy Albers helping you out, man. I can't get better than that.
And Amy Danzer and Richard Guzman and so forth and so on, and so many good people. But this is really meant to be a celebration, and so we're focusing on the launch on June 12th because that's really
worthy.
We're going to have a party. We're going to even have a cake. Who knows?
Worthy of celebration. Don, it's always good to talk to you.
All right. Good talking to you, Rick.